Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Council members, do you have any memorials? Council member Wingo.
Mr. Chair, thank you for acknowledging me regarding the memorials today. I have two, one of which I would like to say to the family of Flossie Mae Chappelle. You are in our thoughts and prayers. Mother Chappelle, as she was affectionately called at the Faith Baptist Church, she was a stalwart. She is one of those longstanding members who was a fixture at that church. And as I was a minister of music at the time for about 10 years at Faith Baptist Church, I would be on the organ and she'd be over on her second row all the way to the right or the left, depending on which way you're looking at it. And she'd break out in song, and it did not matter what I was playing, it did not matter what key I was in, Mama Chappelle would start singing, and you'd hear her humming at first, and then she'd just break out, and she'd even interrupt Pastor. Pastor'd look at her just like, Mama Chappelle. But she was absolutely loved. She will be sorely missed. To her children, Lainey and Auntie V, our heart goes out to you in the loss of all of our Mama Chappelle. Then also, just today, we laid to rest Brother Samuel L. Jackson III here at the Faith Baptist Church again. And Brother Jackson was a Mason, and he was also an usher. And when I tell you, when people walked into the Faith Baptist Church, they felt welcome because he was that kind of man that made you feel, number one, safe, and he also made you feel welcome. Like, this is my house, you all right over here. So I just want to say to the family of Brother Jackson, we have you in our thoughts and prayers, and he will be sorely missed. And all of those folks who are at the service today, it was a beautiful, beautiful homegoing. Pastor James R. Banks II, he really, really preached. He really, really preached a wonderful message. And we thank God for all of you. And again, Mr. Chair, thank you for this opportunity to express our love and support for those families.
Thank you, sir. Any others? Councilmember Wyatt.
Today, I want to ask for the prayers for my family who used to live in Buffalo. Deacon Jimmy Bryant was a longtime member of Bishop Anderson's Church, Prince of Peace. For many years, he was a deacon, a trustee. He was taught Sunday school. He and his wife, Diane, moved to Atlanta, and their two children, Sonia and Sean, they joined the church. And the same things he did at Prince of Peace, he continued to work in his church in Atlanta. And so I just want to remember him on this day, a longstanding citizen of the city of Buffalo. And on this day, I would like to dedicate this service to this these proceedings to him and his memory. Just a good, good man, a great father, grandfather, and a great mentor, a great Christian man that we lost. And we just keep the family in prayer. Thank you.
Anyone else? Of course, we remember Lorna C. Hill, who more than an artist, more than an actress, more than a director. I mean, there's just so many names and titles that we could put. This city has lost a great person. Her family and of course the arts community. We have suffered in the last, over the last year, two giants actually in the theater field, and especially African-American, two of the giants with the loss of Lorna C. Hill and Alvin Holman, member of True Bethel, who was active in every choir that he was asked to be. Very nice man. He goes to join his wife and to rest. And so we remember those names that have been called, and also for our frontline workers during this pandemic. And of course, for any man and woman who have given their life for our country or the freedom of other countries since our last meeting. We pause for a moment of silence. Thank you all. On a motion by Mr. Revere, second by Mr. Scanlon, the minutes of the stated meeting held on June 23rd, 2020 are approved. Council members, you have the late files before you. Are there any objections to any of the late files before you? Not taking away your right to pause the meeting to review anything that you may not have had a time to review. Hearing none, we will hear the entire agenda from the top.
Item number one, 2020-2024 Consolidated Plan and 2020 Annual Action Plan.
Motion. I'm sorry. Motion to send items one and two to CD.
Second by Councilmember Wyatt.
Item number three, Dexter's Hat, Caps, and Things Broadway Market Lease.
Motion to approve items 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Second by Councilmember Galumbet.
Councilmember Bowman.
Yes.
Councilmember Farrelletto?
Yes.
Councilmember Galumbek?
Yes.
Councilmember Nowakowski?
Yes.
Council President Pridgen?
Yes.
Majority Leader Rivera?
Yes.
President Pro Tem Scanlon?
Yes.
Councilmember Wingo?
Yes.
Councilmember Wyatt?
Yes.
Item number 10, Notification Serial.
Motion to receive and file item 10.
Second by Councilmember Bowman.
Item number 11, change order for CPL Northland Inspection.
Motion to approve items 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Can you scroll down?
Councilmember Rivera, I think 19 is actually going to be sent to committee if you'd like.
So up to item 18 then.
Second by Council Member Nowakowski.
Council Member Bowman.
Yes.
Council Member Farrelletto.
Yes.
Council Member Galumbek.
Yes.
Council Member Nowakowski.
Yes.
Council President Pridgen.
Yes.
Majority Leader Rivera.
Yes.
President Pro Tem Scanlon.
Yes.
Council Member Wingo.
Yes.
Council Member Wyatt.
Yes.
Item number 19, encroachment on city right of way, 155 Richmond Avenue.
Motion is sent to committee to CD.
Second by Councilmember Firoletto.
Item number 20, permission to accept funds and enter into agreement.
Motion to approve items 20, 21, 22, 23.
Second by President Pro Tem Scanlon.
Councilmember Bowman.
Yes.
Councilmember Firoletto. Councilmember Galumbek?
Yes.
Councilmember Nowakowski?
Yes.
Council President Pridgen?
Yes.
Majority Leader Rivera?
Yes.
President Pro Tem Scanlon?
Yes.
Councilmember Wingo?
Yes.
Councilmember Wyatt?
Yes.
Item number 24, approval to purchase new police vehicles.
Motion to send to finance items 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, and 31.
Second by Council Member Bowman.
Item number 32, contract between the City of Buffalo and Endeavor Health Services.
This is a motion to approve
with conditions that will be read into the record. Council Member Wingo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The item that is before us regarding the contract between Endeavor Health Services and the City of Buffalo for the crisis intervention team There are two amendments that I thought would have been emailed, but I don't have them, but I'll read them into the record. First of all, the supervision of the licensed clinical social workers and the licensed mental health counselors who will be employed through Endeavor will be supervised by a licensed clinical social worker with the necessary credential so that we would not be unethical or inappropriate. Next, there will be a report that will be given to in section two of this contract in the scope of work. There will be a piece that speaks specifically to ensuring that the Common Council receives a copy of the report from the crisis intervention team to ensure that we have data to discuss at the upcoming quarterly police oversight committees. Therefore, we should have at least three reports generated this year that will be addressed during the police oversight committees. And once those reports are submitted to the Common Council, the committee that they will go to clearly and naturally would be the police oversight committee. So those two amendments, the Buffalo Police have already agreed to amend in the contract. And with those amendments, the motion would be to approve this contract.
All right. So the motion is to approve as amended. Second by Councilmember Nowakowski.
Councilmember Bowman.
Yes.
Councilmember Farrelletto.
Yes.
Councilmember Golombek.
Yes.
Councilmember Nowakowski.
Yes.
Council President Pridgen.
Yes.
Majority Leader Rivera.
Yes.
President Pro Tem Scanlon.
Yes.
Councilmember Wingo.
Yes.
Councilmember Wyatt.
Yes.
Item number 33.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
One more piece that I want to make sure that the community is aware. This did not cost the city of Buffalo a dime to have these mental health workers, these licensed clinical social workers to work for the city of Buffalo. This did not cost the city of Buffalo a dime. Endeavor secured the grant, a one-year grant for this. And this is why I believe it's so necessary for us to get them up and running as soon as possible, because that 1 year will be up this time next year. So we want to get them up and running to make sure that the data proves that this is a best practice. So I want everyone to know that this did not cost the city any more money. We did not change the police budget or increase it for this. This is something that Endeavor found the money for and got for themselves so that this can be done. And I want to just say I thank Endeavor for taking the initiative and being diligent and ensuring that they found the funding for this program. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Next item.
Item number 33, drug asset forfeiture.
Motion to receive and file.
Second by Councilmember Bowman.
Item number 34, Buffalo Firefighter Retirement Incentive Program for Injured Members.
Motion to approve items 34, 35, and 36.
Second by President Pro Tem Scanlon.
Councilmember Bowman.
Yes.
Councilmember Farrelletto.
Yes.
Councilmember Golombek.
Yes.
Councilmember Nowakowski.
Yes.
Council President Pridgen.
Yes.
Majority Leader Rivera.
Yes.
President Pro Tem Scanlon.
Yes.
Councilmember Wingo.
Yes.
Councilmember Wyatt.
Yes.
Excuse me, this is Karen Gordon, Assistant Corporation Counsel. Can we return to item number 33? It was received and filed. I believe this is monies that might be available to the city to actually accept.
Can we bring the item up on the screen, please? No, that we have the actual item.
Drug at.
Just give me one moment. I'll pull it up.
Yes, this item should be approved. It's talking about money that will be placed in the accounts of, I think, BPD. 16,771 based on the Drug Enforcement Administration and the Drug Asset Forfeiture agreement that we have with the state.
Mr. Majority Leader, historically, we have always received and filed these communications which come to us regularly from BPD.
Did you get that, Karen? Normally, we would receive and file.
File them, usually.
Yeah, we normally with the asset forfeiture.
Okay, if that's what you normally do, that's fine. I've done some of these as approvals in the past. And so I just want to make sure that we do what's supposed to be done, you know, consistently each time and, you know, not change it up, because I've done some of these as approvals in the past.
Yeah, I don't recall. I do recall receiving and filing the asset forfeiture items.
Okay, so that's fine. Then we can do as you customarily do.
Okay. So we'll let it stand. I'm looking at the item now, and because the funds were already received and already deposited, if they were asking, my understanding that they were asking us for permission to receive funds, but this is not asking the council for anything. It looks like more information.
Okay, great.
That's correct, Council President.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, though. Thank you. Don't let us slip. Next item.
Item number 37, liquor license notice.
Motion to receive and file items 37 and 38.
Second by Councilmember Wingo.
Item number 39, appoint assistant legislative aide.
Motion to adopt items 39 and 40.
Second by Councilmember Galumbet.
Item number 41, notice of appointment, temp, provisional, permanent.
Motion to send to CD items, is it 41 and 42?
41 is civil service.
Oh, excuse me, 41 and 42, 41 civil service.
Second by Councilmember Wyatt.
Item number 42, Minnesota Block Club letter to Councilmember Wyatt.
Motion to send to CD.
Second by Councilmember Wyatt.
Item number 43, letter to in support of Horn's pension status and eligibility.
This is a late file. This item is before us.
We've received it. It can be either sent to committee, or which I think it should, in case she would like to speak on it.
What committee would you send it to?
Where are we parking all of the Carrie O'Horn? Which committee?
Council President, I believe, and Majority Leader, legislation. It's in regards to our pension, so it could go to finance. It depends on which avenue you guys want to take it.
Yeah, I think that because we already have the requests in one committee, we put them in the same committee so that if there's a discussion, that discussion goes around all of in the same committee.
Council President, it is still split. You also have the original items concerning Carol Horn's pension and civil service.
Yeah, that was, let's put them where, I don't care where we send them, as long as we're sending everything to one committee, so it's not confusing to the public.
We'll send it to legislation then?
Chief of Staff, you have the other one you said in.
And as City Clerk points out as well, there are several items spread across a couple of committees. You have civil service, ledge, and police oversight.
This was my suggestion. Let's send them all to ledge, because there's other items coming forward, so we don't confuse the public and people don't have to, you know, get online for two different committees, if that's okay.
We can get the other ones pulled out.
Yeah. Ask the chairman to pull them and send them over. Thank you.
Just want to go to legislation then.
Thank you, sir.
Council President, if I can just get a second on that, sorry. 43.
By Council Member Mitch Nowakowski.
Item number 44, monthly City Hall incident report.
Motion to receive and file.
Second by Council Member Wingo.
Item number 45, eliminate 2018 traffic fees and address unequal traffic enforcement in Buffalo.
Motion to send items 45 and 46 to legislation.
Second by Council Member Wyatt.
Item number 47, caucus meeting transcription.
Motion to send, motion to receive and file items 47 through 50.
Second by Council Member Nowakowski.
Item number 51, Plymouth Crossroad Road statistics. Sorry.
Motion to send to CD.
Second by the President Pro Tem Scanlon.
Item number 52, supplemental info for a special use permit for 6 Highgate.
Motion to send the legislation items 52 and 53.
Second by Councilmember Firoletto.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Councilmember Wingo.
Thank you. We're on item 53. This is the Partnership for the Public Goods Community Policing Report. I filed this item because I wanted to ensure, and this item actually should go to the Police Oversight Committee as well. I filed this item because there was an item 46 for the Criminal Justice Alarming Disparity Report by Open Buffalo back in 2013. This item was filed, but I would like for the newest data to be included as well, because I believe they do a great job of correlating data. And I want to make sure that this item goes to police oversight as well for item number 53. And if we have to revisit item number 46, so that goes to the Police Oversight Committee as well, so that these items, I kind of wanted them packaged together, but you know, it is what it is. And I would like those sent to Police Oversight Committee if possible.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Council President. Just so council members are aware, you only can send it to one committee, which legislation meets more than police oversight. So that's why legislation is selected. However, you can't send two because it can have two different motions. If it go to police oversight, I have a different motion than what's in legislation or whatever other committee you choose. So that's why.
Okay. That is very, very clear. And thank you for the explanation. I would prefer, if my colleagues agree, that both those items, if we rescind the motion for McLaughlin to go to police oversight, as well as the item 53 to go to police oversight, that way they can be discussed, opined, and then motioned in that committee, so that the community has an opportunity to look at the data in one committee again and then comment on it and see how we go from there. But I prefer that they go to police oversight.
Okay, so those with the, so give me the item numbers. 40, so
item 53. We just motion for that to go to ledge, if we could resend that, and then motion for that to go to police oversight, as well as item number 46.
All right, let's revisit 46, Arthur.
Item number 46, Open Buffalo Report on Criminal Justice.
A motion to rescind the previous motion to send the legislation.
Second by Councilmember Wingo.
Motion now is to send to the police oversight.
Second by Councilmember Wingo. Revisit item number 53, please.
Community policing report.
Motion to rescind the previous motion.
Second by Council Member Wyatt.
Motion now is to send to police oversight.
Second by Council Member Bowman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Not a problem.
Item number 54, BNCRC letter for CDBG funds and emergency solutions.
Motion to send to finance.
Second by Council Member Wyatt.
Item number 55, comments on the draft consolidation plan and annual action plan.
Motion to send to CD.
Second by Council Member Firoletto.
Item number 56, letter to NFTA.
This is a late file.
Is this a receiving file or is this going to a committee?
Receiving file? It depends on my colleagues, but this could be receiving file or we can send it to CD. This is just a support letter for the renaming of the Utica Metro Rail Station sent to the Niagara Frontier Transit Authority to show our support or my support personally for the renaming to a Maston District resident, Mr. Robert Coles, who was a renowned architect and who left his mark here in the city of Buffalo. And he passed away this last May. And I believe that Mayor Brown is proposing to the NFTA that we rename this Utica station that he designed after him as an homage to him and all the work that he's did and what he's all contributed to the city of Buffalo. So it could be received and filed, or we could send it to CD for further discussion. I don't care.
You filed it, so whatever you want to do.
Well, we can receive and file. I just want to make sure that it's on the record that we absolutely are in full support, unequivocally, of renaming the Utica Metro Rail Station the Robert T. Coles Metro Rail Station. Of which, of course, if I said it before, I'll say it again, that he designed, amongst other buildings like the Frank Merriweather Library and other, what do you call those things where you see them and you know exactly where they are? Landmarks. There it is. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. So that's a receipt and file. Did I give you a second on that?
No, Council President.
Second by Council Member Wingle.
Committee, Civil Service, item number one, appoint senior staff supervisor.
Civil Motion Service. Is to approve items 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Second by Council Member Beer. All right, keep going.
Through, I'm sorry?
No, keep going. I didn't see that there was more on there.
Okay, so I guess items 1 through and including 27.
Second by Councilmember Revere.
All right, Councilmember Bowman.
Yes.
Councilmember Farrelletto.
Yes.
Councilmember Galumbek.
Yeah.
Councilmember Nowakowski.
Yes.
Council President Pridgen.
Yes.
Majority Leader Rivera.
Yes.
President Pro Tem Scanlon.
Yes.
Councilmember Wingo.
Yes.
Councilmember Wyatt.
Yes.
Item number 28, notices of appointment sent provisional permanent.
Motion is to receive and file items numbers 28 and 29.
Second by Councilmember Revere.
Community development, item number 30, Heritage Point.
Is this
an approval? This item was, is without recommendation, and I apologize because the iPad wasn't working. I can't see my colleagues. So if you wanted to speak, if you could, maybe Mr. President, or somebody make the announcement.
Yep, I don't see any hands up. I can only see half of my screen. But okay. If somebody wants to speak, just say it. But I don't see anything, so you can make the motion.
I'm not sure what this was sent without recommendation. I'm not sure what.
Is this an adopt or approve on this?
This is, Council President, this is the one that was originally stated that it was allocated, but it's Fillmore. So I think it's Council Member Nowakowski what he wants to decide on this item.
I think the motion was to approve.
Okay, motion then to approve.
Second by Council Member Nowakowski.
Council Member Bowman.
Yes.
Council Member Farrelletto.
Yes.
Council Member Galumbek.
Yes.
Councilmember Nowakowski?
Yes.
Council President Pridgen?
Yes.
Majority Leader Rivera?
Yes.
President Pro Tem Scanlon?
Yes.
Councilmember Wingo?
Yes.
Councilmember Wyatt?
Yes.
Item number 31, 3148 Main Street.
Motion is to send this to the Legislation Committee.
Second by Councilmember Farrelletto.
Item number 32, report a sale for 519 Dodge.
Motion is to approve. Motion is to approve.
Second by Councilmember White.
Councilmember Bowman.
Yes.
Councilmember Farrelletto.
Yes.
Councilmember Galumbek.
Yes.
Councilmember Nowakowski.
Yes.
Council President Pridgen.
Yes.
Majority Leader Rivera.
Yes.
President Pro Tem Scanlon.
Yes.
Councilmember Wingo.
Yes.
Councilmember Wyatt.
Yes.
Item number 33, school speed zone from residents.
Motion to receive and file 33, 34, and 35.
Second by Councilmember Wingo.
Item number 36, report a sale 368 Emsley.
Because this is a discharge, we're going to have to take 58 out of order for the discharge, right?
Correct.
Let's go to item 58 so that we can then deal with item 36.
Item number 59, discharge item 20-293 from CD.
Motion to adopt the discharge.
Second by Council Member Farrelletto.
Back to community development, item number 36, report a sale 368 Emsley.
It's an approval. Second by Councilmember Bowman.
Councilmember Bowman?
Yes.
Councilmember Farrelletto?
Yes.
Councilmember Golombek?
Yes.
Councilmember Nowakowski?
Yes.
Council President Pridgen?
Yes.
Majority Leader Rivera?
Yes.
President Pro Tem Scanlon?
Yes.
Councilmember Wingo?
Yes.
Councilmember Wyatt?
Yes.
Great. Legislation Committee, item number 37, Food Store License, 1560 South Park.
Legislation.
Mitch Nowakowski? No. Ferlato.
Councilmember, are you with us?
Motion is to approve.
Okay. I think it's approved with conditions. Councilmember Scanlon?
Yeah, we're going to approve this with the condition that there's for 1 year closing at 11 p.m.
Okay. Approved with conditions, just read into the record by the council member.
And we'll revisit it a year from now.
Thank you, sir.
Councilmember Bowman? Councilmember Ferlato?
Yes.
Councilmember Golombek?
Yeah.
Councilmember Nowakowski?
Yes.
Council President Pridgen?
Yes.
Majority Leader Rivera?
Yes.
President Pro Tem Scanlon?
Yes.
Councilmember Wingo?
Yes.
Councilmember Wyatt?
Yes.
Item number 38, Sidewalk Cafe, 537 Main.
Councilmember? Bill and legislation. Councilmember, can you hear us?
I'm sorry, I was breaking up. It was going in and out. The motion is to approve.
Second by Councilmember Wyatt.
Councilmember Bowman?
Yes.
Councilmember Ferlato?
Yes.
Councilmember Golombek?
Yeah.
Councilmember Nowakowski?
Yes.
Council President Pridgen?
Yes.
Majority Leader Rivera?
Yes.
President Pro Tem Scanlon?
Yes.
Councilmember Wingo?
Yes.
Councilmember Wyatt?
Yes.
Item number 39, special use 55 Rhode Island for outdoor dining.
Motion is to send to ledge.
All right, it's going to be recommitted to ledge. Second by Councilmember Wyatt.
Item number 40, 2019 food store license renewals.
Motion to receive and file items 40, 41, 42, and 43.
Second by Councilmember Bowman.
Resolutions. Item number 57, fee waiver for EVA Farmers Market street closure.
Motion to approve items 57 and 58.
Second by Councilmember Ferlato.
Councilmember Bowman?
Yes.
Councilmember Ferlato?
Yes.
Councilmember Golombek?
Yes.
Councilmember Nowakowski?
Yes.
Council President Pridgen?
Yes.
Majority Leader Rivera?
Yes.
President Pro Tem Scanlon?
Yes.
Councilmember Wingo? Councilmember Wyatt?
Yes.
Item number 59. Oh, we did that. I'm sorry. Item number 60, Commission on Citizen Rights and Community Relations.
Motion to adopt the results and remainder to legislation item 60 and 60. That's 60, 61, and 62.
Second by Councilmember Wyatt.
Item number 63, submission of names to Buffalo Police Department Police Task Force.
That's items, which one was it?
63.
63, motion to adopt items 63 and 64.
Second by Councilmember Ferlo.
Item number 65, public availability of labor contracts with the City of Buffalo.
Motion to adopt the resolves and remainder to legislation for items 65 and 66.
Second by Councilmember Wyatt. Councilmember Wyatt has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. As we discuss reforms, this is a very important piece as far as transparency. In the past, the contracts have been negotiated in agreement with the union and the administration in private, and then it comes to the council at the time of approval. I think that this process, improving this process, bringing it forward early on, I think is very helpful to the public being apprised as well as the council of what has been agreed upon, because many times we get this at the last minute and we certainly can't go through the entire contract in a short period of time when they're looking for the approval almost immediately. But again, this adds to transparency. This is what has been called for as far as the reforms. And I think this is a very good step in the right direction as far as transparency, keeping the public apprised. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for your support.
And I know yesterday, one of the colleagues did ask a question. I think it's important for the public to know that this does not change that the administration and the unions would negotiate the contract. And of course, be in the room, so this does not change that. This is just when we receive the recommendation to approve the contract that we receive the entire contract and not a summary. Councilmember Wingo?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I want to make sure that we address this concern. What is the council's authority or power or leverage when it comes to the contract that has already been agreed upon between both the union and PERB?
So it is not fully ratified until the council makes a move. So they negotiate, then they send it to us. So we still have authority to say no.
Okay, so I wanted to make sure that was very, very, very clear that the authority that we have is at the back end. Basically, if we ask for something that is not included, we do have the authority to not pass it, but then what happens after we don't pass or adopt or approve that contract?
Corporation Council, I'm going to answer this, but if I'm wrong, you can correct me. It goes back. They go back. And they have to deal with, and usually it hasn't occurred in my time on it, but from my understanding, if it did and we stated on the record why, then it goes back for renegotiation. Am I correct, Corporation Council?
Correct, sir.
So I think it's time to put the union on notice. Well, I'm putting them on notice that if they give us a contract that does not include some of the things that we, the Common Council, have been asking for on behalf of our constituency regarding the Buffalo Police Department and their contract, then yes, they will be heavily scrutinized. This contract will be read page by page, paragraph by paragraph, sentence by sentence. Every dot, every iota will be read in this contract. And if this is not something that's reflective of what the Common Council has asked for regarding what the people have told us, then yeah, thank you, Councilmember Wyatt, for putting this out there. And I thank you for this conversation right now, because they need to understand that the leverage and the power that we have, it will be used and exercised moving forward, now that we are particularly and keenly aware of what the community wants from us. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Councilmember Scanlon.
Thank you. And again, Corporation Council can correct me if I'm wrong, but just to follow up on what you were saying, if a contract comes to us and we do turn it down, they can go back and negotiate further. But in the interim, they would just continue operating under the previous contract. Just so everyone watching is aware.
That's correct. You're correct, sir.
We are all wearing our Corporation Council hats today, and correct. Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. I don't want to go back. I don't mean go back and forth, but I don't think this is a back and forth. I think this is just us making sure that the public has all the information. Now, like Councilmember Scanlon just said, if we do enact our authority to send the contract back because we are not particularly satisfied with what it is that we see, this prolongs a process and they continue to operate under the unsatisfactory contract that they currently have.
It's not necessarily that it's, I'm sorry, Corporation Council.
That is correct in the sense that the department has to operate under something. So you would never leave them without a contract. And the only contract in closest in time would be the immediate one that they were currently operating under. That's similar like when we have a contract coming up to, you know, that is about to expire and we're looking to renegotiate or to have a new extension. That normally happens where you will continue the existing contract until you can come up with terms and that are agreeable by both parties of a new contract to start the new time frame for operation.
So that's all I have. I just wanted to make sure that we addressed the obvious. There is a contract that has not been, satisfactory to the public for quite some time. And as the councilman of the Madison District, I'll be ensuring that I have several listening sessions that we will include in our monthly stakeholders meetings to ensure that we hear the voice of our constituencies so that those issues and concerns can be addressed during that time. When is such a time comes that we are to vote on updating or renewing the contract with the Buffalo Police Department and the union? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Next item. I'm sorry, Councilmember Wyatt.
I just had a question for Corporation Council. I know that in the past, the contract has went without being approved for many years. Is that something in the contract itself that allows for it to go for months and years that is not approved until the meeting of the minds come together?
Well, there are several procedures that takes place whenever there's a renegotiation of a contract. And usually what happens is both parties have determined that they cannot come to an agreement, and one party determines that they are at a impasse. This is part of what is available within the Taylor Law. So they can find that they're at an impasse and so decide to go to arbitration until they can then come to terms with, positions that both parties can agree upon. So during that interim, what we sometimes have is a memorandum of understanding, certain terms that we can at least agree on in order to keep the contract or keep the employees working until we reach to that point where we can come and ratify, a final contract that's pleasing to both parties.
Is the Taylor Law, is that federal or state?
The Taylor Law is New York state law. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Next item.
Item number 67, special run to pick up electronics and tires.
Motion to adopt the resolve, the remainder to CD.
Second by Councilmember White, who has the floor.
I want to thank my colleagues for supporting this. This is something that we talked to Commissioner Finn yesterday during caucus about, that we are having problems in our districts as it relates to electronics being left within our districts as dumping areas as long with tires. I know that part of this was done years ago and they cut out the electronics, number one, not to fill the landfill with electronic equipment, but also as a cost-cutting measure. This, I think, has come to a time where it's almost backfiring on us, where people are now, because they don't want to go down to Seneca or where the other locations are, dumping things in our neighborhoods, bringing upon blight. I think that having a special run or creating a time period, maybe every other month or whatever the commissioner comes up with, can help us with dealing with the blight, because either we deal with it now or we have to tend to have this impact team go out to pick it up and still pay for us doing what we may have could have done in a scheduled way. So I'm really hopeful they can come up with something really soon. I know, and I talked to some of my colleagues yesterday, and many of them felt that this is a good move. So I hope that we can come up with something that, again, is something that we can do for the residents. Many residents can't get all the way down to Seneca. So if we can have a special run every other month or something, I think could be very helpful in dealing with the illegal dumping and blight that we are experiencing in our neighborhoods. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, as you know, one of my highest pet peeves is littering. So I want to remind the public, because these TVs and all this kind of stuff didn't get on the street by themselves. People put them there. So if you turn in a dumper and they dumper and you can get the information and they get fined, you get money. I forgot what the total amount is now, but you actually get paid. And somebody out there ought to get paid, because I watched a guy the other day, and I ain't have enough time to get his license. And I'm not Rich Fontana, so I wasn't going to chase him down the street. But watched him, grown tail man, dump out on the street, and it's horrible. And then the people say, well, why the city not cleaning it? City shouldn't have to clean it. We do. But and you went in other neighborhoods, you see somebody dumping, you have a fit. So all those litter bugs out there, I got a lot of words for them, because it's one of my pet peeves. Shouldn't have started me. Mitch Nowakowski.
Mr. President, thank you. I would like to first thank your ordinance amendment a few years ago that actually increased the fine for that first. And then the second is I would like to please be added as a co-sponsor to this.
Yeah, would you please add me as well?
Add me as well.
Can you add me four times, please? Add me four times.
Matter of fact, anybody else? I had to clean up stuff the other day from the firecrackers right over by the church. They go on the empty street, pop the firecrackers that could burn down the house, and then leave the stuff right there. Unbelievable. All right, I'll go on. You know, I can preach that. I get upset about that. Is that the last item?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Committees.
Announcement of committee meetings. The following meetings are scheduled to be streamed live on www.facebook.com/EFLOCC. Regular committees. Committee on Civil Service is Tuesday, July 14, 2020 at 9:45 a.m. Committee on Finance following Civil Service is Tuesday, July 14, 2020 at 10 a.m. Committee on Legislation is Tuesday, July 14, 2020 at 1 p.m. And Committee on Community Development is Tuesday, July 14, 2020 at 2 p.m. Special committees. Special Committee on Legislation will be Monday, July 20th, 2020 at 9 a.m. and only for items already before the Legislation Committee that requires a public hearing.
All right. Any announcement? Councilmember Wingo?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It is that time. Masson has regrouped a little bit. And we are happy to announce that last year's drive-through stakeholders meeting was an absolute success. We gave out a lot of information, a lot of great healthy food for you to take in your car. Don't eat and drive, please. Don't eat and drive. But again, this Saturday, July the 11th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., if you drive past the Delavan Grider Center on Moselle, we will absolutely have a bag of food for you, as well as our newsletter with some other information and some PPE gear. So please stop by again. We also have free bread if you like bread. We have all types of bread that we give away at these meetings as well. But it'll be safe. We'll all be socially distanced. You will be in your car. And if you drive past, stop by, get some of this good food, get information. Because remember, Maston District is the district that feeds you every month during our monthly stakeholders meeting. Every month, except the month of June, which we celebrate the Juneteenth, and then the month of November, where we actually have a Thanksgiving brunch. But we still feed you, and we still give you good information. That's the only month that's not a breakfast. Other than that, I have one more announcement. We're doing coronavirus testing in the district of Maston again. We have partnered with the Rafa Family Medicine Center, and they will be doing 3 testing at 3 locations on 3 different days. For your convenience, this is for the entire city of Buffalo to come out and get tested. We are trying to do our part as it relates to contact tracing and ensuring that Buffalo, our curve don't go up. So this Thursday, it will be at the Antioch Baptist Church from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. That is at 1327 Fillmore. Come into the parking lot off of either Urban or Fillmore. And there's plenty of space in the parking lot for you to pull up and get tested and then pull out. Please register at rafafamilymedicine.com/testing before you get there. If not, if you are not as technically savvy as you would like to be right now, another announcement coming up later, we will have my staff right there waiting to register you before you take the test. So that's this Thursday, 7/9/2020, between the hours of 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. And then also they will be at the Delavan Grider Center next week on the 16th. That will be on a Thursday as well from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. But then next, the Thursday following, at the historic 60 Headley Place, that's the mansion over there on Headley, right off of Jefferson, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. We are doing our very best to ensure that everyone has an opportunity to be tested. And please, if you have not been tested, get tested, because there are some folks out here who are straight up asymptomatic. Asymptomatic means you don't have the typical symptoms. You don't have the fever. You don't have the tastelessness. You don't have the lack of smell. There are people that are walking around who may have COVID-19 who don't know it because they feel fine. So if you have not been tested, please get tested. This is very important because the rest of us want to get through this and get to the other side of this. So please get tested. And also, please drive through, on Saturday at the Delvin DeGruyter Center for our monthly stakeholders meeting. This will be a drive-through meeting, and we'll just give you the information. You can keep it moving. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair, for this time, and I appreciate you all. Be blessed.
Any other announcements? Councilmember Scanlon?
Yeah, can we actually revisit item number 6 in civil service? I just need to recuse myself of that item.
Motion to revisit item number 6 in civil service.
Second by Councilmember Wyatt.
So we could just have a new motion to rescind a motion, a new approval with me recusing myself.
Motion is now to approve the item with Councilmember Christopher Scanlon being recused.
We just need a motion to recuse first, and that has to be seconded.
Motion to recuse.
Second by Councilmember Fioretto. That takes care of that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Councilmember Wyatt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just want to invite all those who are watching who are interested in police reform. I will be conducting a meeting with Congressman Brian Higgins tomorrow at 6 p.m. that will be live streamed, where you can hear about the House's policing reform, because I think right now we're trying to get do reform, but I think we need to know what the federal government and our state elected officials are doing. This will be from the federal side, so Congressman Higgins will be giving us an overview, and I will be just interviewing him, getting that information, as well as sharing what we're doing on the council side. So again, we're arming people with information. Some people are hearing about reform, really don't know what's going on with it, but I think if we can educate the public, we get a better citizenry to be involved and be informed about what's going on. It's just not a few people making decisions, it's more. And so I think that the movement of folks and protesting have been loud and clear, but now it's time to give them the information, the details behind what we're asking for and what we're trying to accomplish. So again, tomorrow at 6 p.m., the Honorable Brian Higgins will be giving us information on the House's bill regarding policing. Thank you.
And where is it that they can see?
Right on my Facebook page or on the University District page.
All right, any other announcements? Majority Leader?
Motion to adjourn.
Seconded by Councilmember Nowakowski.
Are we streaming live now?
We are now. Yep, we're live right now, sir.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the council's caucus meeting, where we consider items that will be going before the full council tomorrow. I want to mention that we will be holding a public meeting on July the 20th at 9 a.m. Those items that required a public meeting and you would like to for us to consider them, they will be considered Monday, July 20th at 9 a.m. Thank you very much. We have an agenda in front of us. We have Delano Dowell from the Comptroller's Office. Delano? You're muted. You have to unmute.
Sorry about that. Good afternoon, everyone. We're looking to fill our Deputy Comptroller position. That position has been open for a year, and the Comptroller is looking to fill her staff. We've been working shorthanded for the past year, so now we're looking to fill a position that was already approved, was in the budget last year, also in the current budget.
Okay. Thank you. We have Commissioner Finn from Public Works. Commissioner?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'll briefly go over my items and then open for any questions. There's a couple notification serials on here. One is for parking around the former, they're the vicinity of the former 74 Franklin Police Headquarters to clean that area up and open up parking that was previously restricted as being police only so that the general public can use it. There's the permanent change of LaSalle Avenue to one-way in the University District, as well as a change to parking on Connecticut Avenue, both of which were requested by members of those respective districts. A couple other items that I just wanted to highlight. The item 23, permission to enter agreement with Populous for the street manager platform. That is a software program that this company has developed and is offering free trials for that can help us communicate the various uses of our streets. For example, a street is closed for construction. Street is going to have lane restrictions for something like the sidewalk cafe expansion that we have worked together on. This is a platform that will allow us both internally to communicate amongst departments as well as externally. The data is provided to Google Maps, Waze, and other entities that provide data about the availability of roadways. That's the last item that I wanted to speak specifically on. I'm certainly happy to open and answer any questions.
Any questions for the commissioner? Mitch Nowakowski?
Thank you, Commissioner. I just have a quick question on item number 10. The first two serials are in my district. Can you please elaborate what changes will be happening?
So right now, South Division Street between Washington and Ellicott, that has a restriction of no parking except police vehicles. That was in place when that area, when the police headquarters was right there. That's right next to 74 Franklin. And we are proposing to change that to a metered parking situation that's consistent with the other metered parking in that vicinity. So I'm just giving 1 second. I'm opening the item. The proposal is a 4 hour per day, 10 hour maximum parking rate. That's a parking rate that the Division of Parking uses frequently for areas that don't see a lot of turnover, but people are still interested in parking at. And $4 a day is a lot cheaper than ramps. So we see a lot of success with those. Commissioner Helfer, is there anything you want to add?
No, Mike, perfectly.
Thank you.
Councilmember Wyatt?
I just had a comment, Mike. It's not on the agenda, but the Hatch is not going to be open this year.
Yeah, the vendor told us that given COVID, given their struggles with hiring staff at restaurant industry wide, they didn't feel that they would be able to open that. So they're going to be making a proposal to me in terms of how to proceed from there. And then we're going to consider what to do with that going forward.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for getting LaSalle taken care of. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Councilmember Bowman.
Hey, Commissioner. On the change order for Schiller Park, I saw that it mentioned something about addressing the dumping that takes place. Can you tell me what that means?
You broke up a little bit, Councilmember, but what I understand is there is funding that it was designated for this project that wasn't used because the bids came in positively. We had good bids, so there's money left over. So our Parks Department put together a design for guide rails and other barriers to be set up so that people couldn't access the area where we're seeing a lot of dumping. We've done that at some other locations and been successful. So hopeful that that will alleviate the situation that you're seeing over there.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Council Member Rashid Wyatt.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mike, I put a resolution forward regarding electronics and pickup for tires. That's been a really, really big problem. And I know that some years ago we would pick it up normally with our normal trash, and I know that we've changed that. But is there a way that you think that we can do something differently, maybe every other month? Because I know, and again, I want to thank Henry Jackson. There was a huge dump of electronics in my district. It's been a constant problem of a lot of electronics and tires being left throughout. And it ends up us having to do it anyway with the impact team or something. And I'm just looking at, is there a way that we can recommend something that we can do routine pickups, maybe not every month, or but just something where people can expect, just like our big trash day, where there's a day that we can get tires and electronic equipment instead of people bringing it to your location, because it doesn't seem that that's happening as regularly as we would like, because again, we constantly have a problem with the dumping.
Yes, I'll take a look at this resolution, council member, speak with Mr. Jackson and Susan Attridge and Paul Sullivan to discuss various options. I can say that we do get a lot of use of the drop-off at 1120 Seneca Street, but obviously the illegal dumping is still an issue.
Yeah.
And so we'll put our heads together and come up with a plan and continue the conversation with you, because, you know, we're certainly, you're absolutely right, we're picking it up anyways. So I think we just have to find ways to be smart about it. And probably get into the whole conversation about what do we do to be smarter about illegal dumping. And the example of what we're going to be doing at Schiller Park, I think is a good one that we can try to follow elsewhere, where we inhibit the areas where we're seeing a lot of illegal dumping to hopefully prevent it. Because I do think to some extent it's a crime of opportunity. Yeah. And if we got our arms around it, maybe we could help to minimize it. But time will tell, and we'll put together a plan and continue the conversation with you.
Okay, Commissioner. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for the Commissioner? Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Commissioner Helfer, are you here on an item?
Yeah, I got three items, Mr. Chairman.
Sure, go right ahead.
Good afternoon to everyone. First item is to request to waive alternate parking on the 9-4 only restriction that we have. I think I've talked to most of the council members who have that in their district, and I think everybody is certainly in favor of this. As you know, when COVID hit, we suspended the alternate parking regulation, as well as charging for charging on street for the meters. Last Wednesday, we put everything back into effect with the exception of the 9-4s. As a courtesy, we did not issue tickets for meter violations on last Wednesday or Thursday, so today is the first day of enforcement on that. However, I'm asking your honorable body for permission to waive that restriction, and I think it makes a lot of sense, and I hope you'll consider that. The second item I have is a somewhat complicated item. Through the Board of Parking, the City of Buffalo contracts with All Pro Parking for three lots. And these are lots that really are leased to us under a permit program from the State Department of Transportation. They're referred to as the Skyway Loop lot, the Skyway lot number 3, and the DOT lot. During this pandemic, there has been no way for All Pro Parking to make any revenue whatsoever. And I think we all experienced that as well. I certainly experienced it on our ramps and on-street parking. They, however, have stayed current all the way up to July 1st with their rental payments because they participated in that PPP program. They've reached out to me. I've talked to them. We've gone back and forth. And I think you got a matrix there with three projections of revenue, their milestones, their expenses, and rent that could be paid to the City of Buffalo. It's basically a 12-month projection where we're trying to phase back in their rental payments. Right now, if we didn't do this, I could opt out with the state and we wouldn't have to do this at all, but we would be foregoing the chance to make revenue. What they're asking us to do, and what I agree makes sense, is to do a reduction of it until they can ramp back up to full speed. So you can see there in that matrix I got gave to you, they would be going the next few months without having to pay rent because their expenses would way exceed their revenues. And then after we get into the months of October, November, December, January, February, you see that they start making a little bit of money. So we got different lots there, different payment plans in terms of the rental payments. And I'm hoping that you will consider that, and I'll answer any questions you might have on that.
Any questions for the commissioner? Council President?
Thank you, and thank you, Commissioner. I don't have the document in front of me, unfortunately, so some of this may already be in there. Would they be making up at all for the missed months, or is kind of forgiving those months where they didn't have revenue?
Yeah, it would be a forgiveness of those months in anticipation that their revenues start to increase. And then, for instance, you don't have the document in front of you, but I'm looking at, let's say, Skyway Loop Lot. And I think you're familiar with that. That's down across from Pearl Street Pub and what have you. When their rent revenue reaches $17,000, which would be in the month of December, that is finally when it starts to exceed their operator expenses. Then they would start commencing payments to us, and then eventually getting back to the agreement that was put into place years ago where they were paying full rent. What they've agreed to do with me as well is every month I will monitor this. I'll go to their offices. I will look at their revenues. I'll look at their expenses. I'll look at their net income to make sure that the numbers that they're providing us are accurate. But I think we can all assume that it's going to take a while to ramp back up to 100% capacity.
So do they, this is BCAR? Is that what?
No, this is not BCAR. This is a completely separate contract. Like I said, under a permit program with the state DOT, the permits come to the city of Buffalo. They allow us to enter into an agreement where the money gets split from the vendor between the city of Buffalo and the DOT.
Okay, so it's another government. I mean, who are we negotiating with?
Well, basically, these are not owned by the city of Buffalo. These are owned by the state.
So do we need state agreement on it at all, Commissioner?
I'm sorry, say that again, Council President.
The state agreement on this at all?
The state is not forgoing any of their rent. The state is saying that they will not, LPRO sent them a letter. They said, no, we will not forgo our rent. So that put me in the option of saying we could just opt out completely and not run these at all. Like I said, right now, this doesn't cost us anything. What we're making right now is a bonus to the city of Buffalo. So if I opt out, which is fine, I mean, the state would probably have to find another party, not us, to bid these out and do another arrangement with a vendor. To me, that's a little bit of being penny wise and pound foolish. I don't like that they didn't opt out. I don't like that they're not considering participating in this. But I also don't like the fact that if we opt out, we'll never see any of this income again.
Is All Pro is a private company, right?
Yes, sir.
Do we know?
And these rates are set by the city. They can't charge anything they want.
But do we know? I mean, we have access to their books through this contract to know whether they really indeed afford to continue to pay.
They have. I don't think the contract allows us access to their books. But in talking to them, I asked them if we could monthly meet together to look, because it's very easy. I could go. You know, we will be able to look at these lots every day. Drive by these lots. My supervisors will know how many cars are parking in these lots. So that really, they've been a good company to work with, and I don't think they would try to fabricate the numbers at all. But not only that, they will be sharing their net income, their revenue, and their expenses, and all their operating expenses as well. You know, their operating expenses are utilities, insurance, the paying display machines, you know, where people do their transactions, that type of thing.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any other questions for Commissioner Helfer?
The only other item I have, Chairman, if it's okay. I always present for the fire department when we do the Buffalo Retirement Incentive Program. As the chair of the mayor's fiscal sub-cabinet, that is something that was agreed to and negotiated in our last contract. I think we've talked about it a lot. It's a program that certainly benefits taxpayers in the city of Buffalo, certainly saves the city money. And before your honorable body right now, I have submitted, along with Commissioner Ronaldo, has submitted seven candidates for the Buffalo Fire Retirement Incentive Program. All the information, the contracts are there. Attached to every one of the contracts are the numbers in terms of who the person is, when they're retiring, the percentage of retirement, what share is paid for by pension, what share is picked up by the city of Buffalo as part of our retirement incentive program.
Commissioner, are we looking to expand this to the police department and other areas where we can incentivize people to retire?
I will pass. You asked that last time. I'm not on that negotiating team at all. That's Tim Ball and his labor team that are doing that one. I've had off the record conversations to share with them exactly how this program has worked. I will make sure that they know in detail what we did, and if they would like to mimic it, they will certainly have that opportunity.
Well, I mean, you explained the savings to the city for each person that leaves, that has been there for years and years collecting a salary, and now they're retiring. The savings to the city per person is approximately how much?
Well, it averages. In this particular group of seven that I put in, the least amount that will be paid is approximately $12,000. And now to calculate that savings to the city, currently that person is on injured on duty status. They are putting an application into the state for 207A. That takes years for determination sometimes, and a lot of times they are denied. So they will sit there on our books while they're injured, collecting tax-free their salary. So what we have done instead is we've made up their difference. If they retire and take a regular pension, we make up the difference between their tax-free dollars and the pension. And then we have a $7,300 supplement, because once they retire, they will have to pay federal taxes. Right now, they're receiving 100% tax-free check. So to answer your question, I'm arbitrarily took one firefighter here who will be paying $12,002. That's based on a salary of $75,000. So right there is a $63,000 savings, plus we do not have to contribute to the pension anymore or FICA. Yeah. So substantial. The least amount, I think, was 44, the most we're paying is $44,000, which gives us the least amount of savings. But that still is a significant savings as opposed to paying 100% of their salaries. And these are people that Dr. Hughes from Occupational Health has told the Commissioner of Fire they have no chance of ever coming back as a full-time firefighter performing the firefighter duties because of the significance of their injuries.
Okay. Any questions? Thank you very much, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Do we have anybody here from the police department? No, we have a couple items, quite a few items from the police department. No? Nobody here from the police department? Any other department? No? Okay.
Chairman OSP, Brendan's here.
Oh, Brendan. Thank you, Brendan. Go right ahead.
Yeah, sure. We have a workshop set up later this week for both the consolidated plan and the annual action plan, so I won't go into any detail really at this point in time, but these are, one is the annual plan that we submit to the council for the expenditure of both CDBG, HOPWA, ESG, and home dollars. So we will go over that in detail at the workshop that is set up for later this week. This is separate and apart from some of the CARE Act money that we've received. So this is the standard allocation that we receive year to year. There is another component to it this year, which is called the consolidated plan, where we worked with a consultant to put together a consolidated plan to review the needs in our community. So that is why it is a longer document that is filed with you this year. So there is a consolidated plan and annual action plan, and we will go over both later this week in greater detail with all of the project managers that worked on that. Then we have two designated developer agreements that are before the council. One is for 204 High Street. This comes out of a request for proposals that the Mayor's Office of Strategic Planning released. There was some delay because of the pandemic in submitting it to your honorable body. But the developer and we are ready to go forward at this point in time. Again, I underscore this is just a designated developer agreement at this point in time with the developer selected out of a request for proposal process. Then there is also a DDA extension, a designated developer agreement extension for the school building on Olympic. This is the developer that was previously selected by a RFP seeking to extend that to secure the financing that is necessarily, they have gone in, I believe, for two rounds at this point in time. And we're thinking hopefully that the third is a charm in terms of that building, that they will need the additional time and the designated developer agreement in place. So those are the three that I was looking to highlight for you.
Thank you. Any questions for Commissioner, Council President?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Brendan, I'm really excited about High Street and the designated developer. Usually I send these over to the committee just so that the developer can tell the community kind of their thoughts and the direction. Do you have anything that is time sensitive? I want to get it done before the end of July, you know, in the next council meeting and our last one. Is that okay? Or is there anything pending?
That's fine, Council President. No objection to that whatsoever.
Okay, so if we can make sure council staff contacts the developer for the committee meeting, and he can just give us, or they can just give us, an overview. But I don't want to drag this out because we've been waiting for somebody to develop it. So thank you and your staff for getting this done.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Any other commissioners? No other commissioners. We'll move on with the agenda. Council Member Rashid Wyatt.
Majority Leader, we're not going to move on these police items because we need some. I have some questions regarding a number of them, regarding the polygraph, regarding the Exxon Enterprise. We have questions on this, and I'm surprised no one from police are on for those.
My understanding is that they weren't invited to the meeting, so it's because they weren't invited. But we'll be more than willing to invite them to the next meeting if you like.
Councilmember, would you like to get a representative on for this meeting now?
Because Malcolm, and maybe I missed something, I didn't see the contracts with these. I just saw the memo saying that it was approval for it to renew contract. Did I miss something?
No, many of them are renewals, and so it's typical to not resubmit the entire text of the original contract as opposed to just any updated terms on the renewal. But we can reach out and get a representative, try to, maybe if we take this out of order, we can get them in at the end.
Okay, yeah, because it didn't have a dollar, I didn't see a dollar amount or anything. It's just we're renewing it blindly, and of course we don't know I don't remember those numbers, but we should know what the numbers are, or they should bring it back to us. So yeah, if we could have them, I would appreciate it.
Okay, we'll bring up, we can hold them in advance, and we can bring up each specific item because there might be some that have a dollar amount and that you're fine with.
Okay.
Council President?
Can I make a suggestion? If we don't have the information, send it to committee. Because even if they come on, we're not going to have time to go through all of these contracts in this caucus. And I think that this came up on the last meeting, and maybe it's not clear yet across to the commissioners that at this point, especially with finances being what they are, I think if I roll back the tape, we said all contracts should come with the full contract. Mm-hmm. Even so, if there's a misunderstanding there, even if it's a renewal, because these may be things that we look at now and say we might not need to continue that contract at this time. So I'm not interested in holding this in abeyance and then them come on to say we'll provide the information if we just send it to committee, those items that are in question, and then we have time to review the items, is my suggestion, if that's okay.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seems like everybody's in agreement. Okay. Thank you very much. We'll go start the agenda. Number one to CD. Number two, Ellicott Developer Agreement. Council President?
That's going to go to committee.
Committee?
Yes.
Number three, Fillmore District.
Approve, please.
Approve. Number four, Mastin.
Majority Leader, whoever doing the, I don't know if it's Jim or Montour, number two is CD.
CD? Okay. Number three was approved. Four is in Mastin.
Yeah, we can approve items 4, 5, and 6 for Mastin.
Approve items 4, 5, and 6. Number seven is an approve. Number eight, report of sale, various lots on bus day.
That's an approve. That's fine.
Approve. Number nine to civil service. 10 is receive and file. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, and 23 are approved. Okay, these are the police items. We're going to send them all to committee. All the, let's see, that'd be 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 32.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
The contract between the City of Buffalo and Endeavor Health Services, I believe they're going to submit some amendments.
Okay.
The contract actually started on June 1st. The contract was for June 1st, and it stipulates that the mental health workers will begin working in mid-July. But there's some necessary language that needs to be updated. I'm not sure if they needed this approved for tomorrow, but if they can get that language in there and send someone to council tomorrow to explain the changes, then I would really like to make sure that we have our licensed clinical social workers and licensed mental health counselors in place as soon as possible to work in conjunction and alongside the police department.
Okay, should we send that one without recommendation?
I would like, if my colleagues agree, if we could send that without rec, and if tomorrow we are not satisfied, we can send item 32 to committee with the other items.
Okay. Number 33, receive and file.
Councilmember, just to clarify, 24 through 31, what committee did you want to send those to?
Those can go to finance, because they're all dealing with financials.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. 33 was a receive and file. 34, approve. 35, approve. 36 is an approve. 37, 38 are receive and file. 39 and 40 approve. 41, civil service. 42 in university, Minnesota Black Club letter to Wyatt. What would you like to do with that?
CD.
CD, okay. 44 to Ledge. 45 to CD.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go right ahead.
45, McLaughlin, I'm not sure where this item needs to go, but I would prefer it go to Ledge, as there are proposed policies in it, number one. Number two, this report is from 2013, of which, of course, I would like to have the most up-to-date data provided for the Common Council to consider. So I'm also going to late file Open Buffalo's latest criminal justice report that they have, which I sent to my chief of staff, who in turn, I believe, sent that to the Common Council's chief of staff, Malcolm. And if Mr. Ertha could ensure that these items are filed closely together so that they can both be taken into consideration together.
Okay.
And now, if it needs to go to CD, that's great. But these items, I would like to go to Ledge and the Police Oversight Committee, Mr. Chair, so that we have some data to consider in our dialogues and discussions.
Okay, so to Ledge and the Oversight Committee. 46, 47, 48, and 49 are receive and file. 50 to CD. 51 University District supplemental information.
Six high. This can go. This is going to go to legislation, I believe. Legislation, because they're here. There's going to be a hearing in July, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. So that'll go to Ledge. 52 is an allocate letter regarding CDBG funds and emergency solutions. Council President.
It can be received. You can send it over to finance, since it's talking about finances.
All right, finance. 53 to CD, submissions, civil services marked. Okay, let's see. Community development, Heritage Point, Odd Black Partial
Relief. It's still going without rec.
Without rec. Is item 31 going without rec as well? Or
everything that's without rec will still go without rec.
All right.
I'll 30 let you know in the morning.
Up, can you go back to 32? I missed 30. 32 to Ledge. 33, receive and file. 34, 30, 35 are receive and file. Legislation, item 38 was recommitted. Resolutions, let's see, 54 is approved, 55 approved. 56, Commission Citizens' Rights and Community Annual Report. Council President.
Council President, you're on mute.
Thank you. It could just go to Ledge and so I would like it approved and then send the remainder to Ledge.
Motion to approve, remainder to legislation.
Thank you, sir.
37, Ellicott, Public Database for Police Stop Reports.
Can I go back? I think, Clerk, would this be that last one be an adopt because it's kind of asking for information instead of approve?
You're correct, Council President, it's an adopt.
It should be adopt, okay.
Okay. 57.
The same thing, adopts and resolves and remainder to police oversight and Ledge.
Adopt remainder to police oversight and legislation. 58.
Same thing.
Adopt remainder to legislation, police oversight?
Yes.
Okay. 59 is adopt. 16.
Yeah, adopt or receive and file, because I don't know if it needs to be adopted because it is the president that appoints, so it's kind of information.
Would you like to
receive? I don't mind adopting it, but okay. It can be received and filed.
Which one?
The appointments to the police task
force. I mean, would you like it adopted or received and filed?
We can adopt it.
Okay, adopt. 60 is an adopt. 61, University in Ellicott.
Public adopt. And the remainder to Ledge and police oversight.
Adopt, remainder to Ledge and police oversight. 62, University.
Same thing.
Okay, adopt, remainder, Ledge, and police oversight. 63, University, special run to pick electronics and tires.
I think that will be adopt and go to community development.
Okay, adopt, remainder, to PD.
Yes.
Okay, we're all set then. Thank you very much.
Gentlemen, I have a question on item 61.
61?
Yeah.
Go back to 61. 61 was special run to pick up electronics and tires.
No, the availability of labor contracts with the city of Buffalo.
Oh, okay. Go right ahead. Go right ahead, Joe.
Yeah, the question is for the law department. My understanding in the past has been that basically the mayor, the administration, and the unions would negotiate, and the council would not be privy to anything that would be going on until after the contract was made public. Does this impact that in any way?
Assistant Corporation Counsel Karen Gordon, you're correct as it relates to negotiations with the labor union. It's normally something that is done between them. They come up with the terms and agreement, and then if necessary, it's sent to the Common Council. I can say whether or not, like specifically if it's going to impact, I think I would need to delve into it a little bit closer or probably speak to Tim on a matter to see where they are. But I think since it's not asking for, I don't think it's asking for us to delve into meddle in their negotiation process. So I think it should be fine unless, you know, we're anticipating that that's what we're going to do. But from looking at the resolution, I don't think that's the intent or the activities of the Common Council. So I think it still is going to be left in the hands of law to do their negotiations and then send their final determinations to the body.
Yeah, so, Karen, the question then is that the first resolve calls on the administration to file in entirety any labor contracts that need to be approved by this honorable body. We already do that, don't we?
I believe the final contracts, yes, are normally sent to the Common Council, but by then it's normally kind of negotiated already. So whatever we get is what the parties have sit down and have agreed to. And then we get it. Of course, the Common Council can and has the authority to then decide whether or not they want to approve it in its entirety, or if they want to ask for changes or for, you know, for the negotiations between the department and the city, or the city and the union. But outside of that, it's nothing uncommon. We normally get it. I'm not sure how often that is, because most of our labor union contracts are long-standing contracts for many, many years. So sometimes they're never actually renewed in its entirety, but we have MOUs, or Memorandum of Understanding, that further the actions and expectations of the union without actually coming to the table and doing an entire new contract.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Council President.
Just for clarity, and I thank my colleague for asking those questions, because I think it does need to be clear. This is not, the resolution has absolutely nothing to do with negotiations. That remains intact. The resolution doesn't even call for that. However, we have received the council union request to ratify a union contract with a summary and not with the detailed information. And so that's basically what this is calling for, is that when it is filed, that the entire contract should be filed, so that before we make a decision, we know what was negotiated. And that's just about the transparency, so that just like we just went through about contracts renewal, for instance. And so we get kind of a summary of what that is. But I think that we are in a season in which detail is very, very important for our decision-making body. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Council Member Winkle.
The journal online is not updated, so I don't know what item is corresponding to what we're discussing. I'm trying to find it. You said item 61 is not item 61 online. So which item are we actually referring to? What is the agenda item number?
So, Councilmember Winkle, the item that's before them is 20-861.
Uh-huh. Now, again, the labor contract, you know, let me see here. Are we talking about? Is this all labor contracts, or is this a specific labor contract that we're referring to, or is it any labor contract? This is a broad.
We're just speaking to the police.
Huh?
Just the police.
No, I think it's written for all contracts, Councilmember White. The intent was for all contracts, that we receive all contracts in its fullest, and that they be made public, because that has been the request of transparency groups who have said, make it public.
You're exactly right. I apologize. You're right. All contracts.
Okay. So that's clear. Cause even though it does, that's clear, because I know it says any labor contract that needs to be approved. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Council President. Nope. That's it. No further questions, no comments. We're done. Thank you. See you tomorrow.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.